Good evening, dearest brother. Were you sleeping? I apologize for interrupting your rest, but I have matters to discuss. Matters that are best spoken of at this hour. May I enter your chambers? Thank you, Your Grace. I must confess I'm a bit surprised. No, not that your room is in order. I'm surprised that you have no one to share your bed with this evening. Were you too tired? No need to blush, brother. I am a woman of the world, and we are alone here. Just because you are unmarried does not mean that you are not a healthy man, and you are known for bedding servant girls and lesser courtiers. I do not judge. Well, perhaps I judge a little bit, but only for your tastes, not for your sins. Truthfully, I find your sins appealing. I have many secrets and sins of my own to confess this night, but only to you. After you hear them, you may stand in judgment. I am your servant, and live only at and for your pleasure. No, I have not committed no grave offenses against you. That is not why I'm here this evening. May I speak frankly? Thank you, Your Grace. Very well, I will eschew formal address. I know that we are less formal than that, but I never wish to take liberties, not with you. Firstly, I have a question. Have I been of use to you, brother? I mean in a general way. Although I have no formal title in your court, I have done my best to support all of your endeavors. You know that I have learned things of value from the wives, mothers, sisters, and concubines of other lords. I have convinced them to influence their menfolk with the subtle arts of women. And I have also served as your spymaster, although I do not sit on your council. I have made friends with the lowest characters, people I find personally repulsive, in order to gain you the slightest edge or hook with which to direct your rivals and make new alliances. I think that I have been of more use to your alliance-making in this role than I would have ever had been had you wed me off to some idiot his father wanted. I am still ever grateful for you keeping me close to you rather than sending me away to another man, or worse, to a convent. I think that you did this because you knew I would serve you better by your side. Is that not so? Good. But I don't think that was the only reason. Be at ease, dearest one. I do not mock you. Nor do I call you a liar. Not exactly. There are times when we do not speak certain truths because we are afraid that they may hurt others. Such acts are noble, but not this night. Let me ask you this, then. Do you think of me in the dark of night? Do you consider what I would look like out of this dull woolen dress? I do not dress in a manner to excite the passions of men, for I do not wish to catch their eye. But I do regret at times my inability to attire myself in a manner that you would find pleasing. A tighter waist, perhaps, a lower bust. Or perhaps you fantasize about me wearing nothing at all. You remain silent so as not to impeach yourself. I understand that. You are, after all, a good man. A man of perhaps too many virtues. Let me ask you this question then, as it will bring us more to the point. What would you do if you found me in Congress with another man? Perhaps, dear brother, you might come across me in the throes of passion, skirt over waist, thighs wrapped around some stinking knight. You see him rutting on me, grunting and calling me his whore. You expect me to object, but instead I urge him to fuck me harder, and... You grip my wrist so tightly, my dear brother. I can see that my little fantasy excites anger and other passions in you. You and I both know what that means. Please do us both the favor of denying it no longer. I need you to understand me clearly this night. I love you. I know that perhaps at some point you may be required to marry another, but I do not have to like it. And I will not let such things pass unchallenged. I am the only woman who is beautiful, cunning, and devoted enough to be your lover. I can no longer simply watch as you bed useless women, especially not when I know you desire me as well. Know this, you cannot and will not ever have me only to yourself, unless you claim me this night. I know what I say and what I mean. I've dreamt of it. I've come on my fingers thinking about it almost every night. I've spied upon you as you pleasured enough woman to know what it would look like and sound like. I know you are capable of both tender and fierce affections, and while the latter may excite me more, I desire both from you. I cannot abide this any longer. I ache to be taken and used. I ache for you to do so. I want no other. I will abide no other. I speak of laying with another man only to make you admit the truth, that such ideas make you mad with jealousy, that you cannot stand the idea of other men so much as touching me, much less mounting me and breeding me. I am in accord with you. Let no other man touch me. Let me be the rightful property of the strongest and the best man. You! Let me be your mare and your mare alone. Use me to the fullest of your desire and breed upon me a son pure of line. Mount me, brother. I need it. I need to be taken and owned, and I will only have you. Yes. Yes, don't think. Just let your passion guide you. Yes. Yes, yes. I'm yours to this robe, please hurry. Now only a simple chemist is between you and me. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes, I see such hunger in your eyes. Do what you would with me. Ravish me. Do not be gentle. No, I'm fine. You threw me upon your bed with such force. I'm so aroused, and I know now what you want. Alright, I shall pop my thighs for you. Yes, climb atop me. Can you feel how I'm trembling at your touch? Oh, God, your manhood. It feels like it's splitting me open. Yes, brother. I am finally filled complete. Fuck me. Please fuck me, my love. Shall I tell you? You might use your new concubine. Oh, yes, brother. Oh, if I'm meeting in the hall, tear open my bodice and seize my breast if it pleases you. Oh, bend me over the table and mount me in front of your guests, should it be your desire. Oh, should you see me in the... Oh, you might press me into the walls and lift my skirt. Fuck me. Oh, if I'm walking. Oh, in the garden, amongst magnolia, force me down and fuck me as a beast in the field. Oh, when I am in the chapel, oh, bring forth thy cock and force the prayers from my lips as you use my mouth for your pleasure. I will never deny your lordly rights. I will always give you anything you want. Oh, God, such pleasure. I will have never known it would be like this. Don't stop. Feel my legs hold you tightly. I want. I need your cum deep inside me. I will never deny you, but I will always beg for your seed. Oh, yes. Let me keep your manhood pleased. You will never need for no other woman nor girl. Fill every place on me. Use me in ways the Lord never intended. Oh, I'm your sister wife. Yes, fuck me, please, 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 please. I know not what it is. I'm so close. I've never felt such. Wonderful. Yes. Yes, I meant every word. It was not just my desire for you speaking, but also my love. You feel so good inside of me, but I know you must depart. May I remain with you this evening, my love. I know that others might find us, but I need your arms around. Thank you, brother. And be sure to wake me should you desire anything at all of me. I am yours now and forevermore.